It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with your DFS Flash podcast. Every week you could find me here at Aaron Torres Media with your weekly guide to help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. The DFS Flash is a quick podcast. It's about 15 to 20 minutes long, laying out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the Sunday DFS main slate. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up, pay down, and dart throw option at each position to help you build out your winning DFS lineup. I always practice what I preach here on the DFS Flash, and I wouldn't tell you to do anything that I don't believe in myself. Every week, I put in my own lineup on DraftKings using players I talk about here on this show. What we look for is at least a minimum 2.5 times return on investment from our DFS players. Last week on this show, I told you to play guys like Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Terry McLaurin, who all had monster games. One of my dart throw calls last week was Taylor Heinicke, who also gave a nice return on investment. So far, we've been really successful here. So let's keep it rolling into week 5. Let's build that lineup and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is Dak Prescott at 6,900. There are a lot of high-powered offenses and big-name players in primetime games this week. So guys like Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, and Russell Wilson aren't available for us on this main slate. Kyler Murray is always a good option, but down $1,100 less is Dak Prescott. So I'll use him with the discounted price tag. DraftKings may have his price this low due to the Dallas running game getting going in the past few weeks, but Prescott's averaging 22 fantasy points a game, even including the dud game in Los Angeles in week 2. Dak scored 27 points last week against the good Carolina defense, and I'll be looking for that success to continue against New York this week. The New York defense ranks 24th in the league against opposing quarterbacks, and they've allowed 7 passing touchdowns against them already this season. Dak has established a nice connection with his tight ends, and this week I expect him to get things going again with his wide receivers as well. He has an abundance of weapons on this offense, and at this great salary, getting 3 times return on our investment should be easy for Dak. My mid-range option at quarterback is Joe Burrow at 6,100. Joe Burrow has a lot of things going for him this week to make me believe he has a nice week for fantasy managers. It looks like he'll have one of his favorite weapons back with T. Higgins returning to practice and trending towards suiting up this week. On the other side of that, running back Joe Mixon missed practice with the ankle injury, and he's looking like a game-time decision. Even if Mixon does play, he'll probably be limited with the ankle injury, so Cincinnati should have a more pass-heavy approach this week. This could be a good thing since they go up against Green Bay, who has their top corner dealing with his own injury. Jair Alexander, who's one of the best corners in the league, injured his shoulder last week, and I don't think he's expected to play this week. At a $6,100 salary, we only need 18.3 fantasy points for a 3 times return from Burrow, and he's hit that mark in 3 of the first 4 games of the season. With the passing weapons all in place and the expected increase in passing volume against the banged up defense, I love Joe Burrow this week. My quarterback dart throw, it's going to be Jacoby Brissett at 5,200. Now, I do like Trevor Lawrence at 5,800, but I decided to give you all a true dart throw this week with Jacoby Brissett at an even lower $5,200 salary. Miami's been throwing a lot, with Brissett throwing 30 times last week and 49 times the week before. Now, his production with those attempts hasn't been great, but he's in a good position this week to improve on that. Brissett heads to Tampa this week to take on a Tampa team who's really banged up in the secondary. Their top corner, Carlton Davis, left last week's game with a quad injury, and so did their young star safety, Antoine Winfield, who suffered a concussion. Neither practiced on Wednesday, and both of their statuses for Sunday don't look promising. We just saw Mac Jones throw for 275 yards and two touchdowns against the same defense last week, and everybody knows you can't run on Tampa. Miami's already looking like they're not confident in their ground game, so in this matchup, I expect them to lean on Brissett in the passing game. Now, it's risky to trust Brissett, but at the $5,200 salary, we only really need 15 and a half fantasy points from him. And the dart throw will allow you to put some higher salary players in your lineup at other positions. It's a risky play, but it's a dart throw, baby. One of those other positions that we could spend up on is running back. And my pay-up option at running back this week is Derrick Henry at $9,000. Now, $9,000 is a hefty price to pay, but Derrick Henry is the obvious pay-up option this week at running back against the miserable Jacksonville team. Tennessee is banged up in the receiver room with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones both dealing with hamstring injuries, so Henry could carry the ball 40-plus times in this game easily and score multiple touchdowns. He's also more involved as a pass catcher this season. He's getting multiple targets each week for the first time in his career. Last week, he had 177 total yards from scrimmage and only scored one touchdown in a game that Tennessee embarrassingly lost to New York. They don't want to lose back-to-back games against two of the worst teams in football. So I expect a heavy dose of Henry against a defense that can't stop him. Henry's had over 100 rushing yards in three straight games, and this should be the fourth. Even at this high salary, we only need 22.5 points for the 2.5 times return on investment. And he's hit that number for the past 3 weeks. My pay down option at running back is Nick Chubb at $6,700. This is the lowest salary of the season so far for Chubb, and the first time he's been under the $7,000 mark. The price drop is likely because Chubb hasn't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks and is not a factor in the passing game. He's getting decent volume, though. He had 21 carries last week and 22 carries the week before. He's also coming off a 100-yard game last week as well. Now, Los Angeles is a good defense, but they do allow over 100 yards per game to opposing running backs on average. They're also banged up at linebacker and strong in the secondary, so Cleveland should look to exploit their weakness and get Chubb heavily involved in the offensive game plan. After a sloppy game last week and up against another playoff contender, Cleveland should come out strong this week, and I expect Chubb to be a big part of that. I'll call my shot on this one this week. Nick Chubb in the end zone with the hammer. Lock it in. My dart throw at running back, it's going to be Damian Harris at $5,500. Now, I love this dart throw here, and it'll be one on a player who'll probably be lesser owned. Fantasy players will probably shy away from Harris this week after back-to-back weeks of terrible games. New England's abandoned the run the past 2 weeks, and Harris only has 10 carries in those two games. Now, facing two tough defenses in New Orleans and then Tampa Bay, they likely game plan to abandon the run, and it's hard to find success on the ground against those defenses. This week, they get Houston, who gives up an average of 114 yards to opposing running backs and has already given up 8 rushing touchdowns. Playing with the more positive game script this week, Harris should be much more involved, and we should see him get back to the guy we were impressed with for the first 2 weeks of the season. Remember, he had a 100-yard game in week one. If he can get himself back in the end zone this week, which I think he certainly can, he should be able to get us at least 15 fantasy points for a good return at this dart throw salary. Let's get into wide receiver. And my pay-up option at wide receiver this week is DJ Moore at $7,500. DJ Moore has been an absolute treasure so far this season, and his success has been hand-in-hand with Sam Darnold's breakout in Carolina. Moore has certainly been the favorite target of Darnold, and he's received double-digit targets in each of the past 3 weeks. He's gone over 100 receiving yards in back-to-back contests, and this week he gets a Philly secondary that's been getting torched. The past 2 weeks, Philly's allowed a total of 83 points, and Carolina will look to take advantage of this defense and bounce back from their first loss of the season last week. Philly's going to keep this game close, so Carolina will be passing a lot, and Moore will continue to be a major part of this. I look for him to continue his climb to the top tier of wide receivers with another solid performance this week. My pay down option at wide receiver is Devonta Smith at 5,900. I just said the Philly should keep this game close, so we could play wide receivers on both sides of this game. Carolina's been playing good defense, but they did lose their young stud J.C. Horn. And even though they brought in some reinforcements to help the secondary, Henderson's still trying to find his footing. We saw him get beat for a touchdown last week, and Gilmore won't be active for a few weeks. Dallas picked them apart last week, and Devonta Smith is coming off the best game in his young career. Smith had 10 targets last week and turned them into 7 catches for 122 yards. He and Jalen Hurts should continue to build their rapport together, and the targets should continue to flow his way. He has 22 fantasy points last week in a game where he didn't even score. So if he could find the end zone this week, the 15 points we would need for a 2.5-point return on his salary should be easily attainable. I'll give a quick honorable mention to CD Lamb at only $6,200 this week. I usually like my pay down option to be $6,000 or less, so that's why I didn't use Lamb here. But if you have a few hundred to spare, I like Lamb in a nice bounce back spot here at a pretty discounted salary. And you could pair him with Prescott if you're using him as your quarterback. My dart throw at wide receiver, it's going to be a nice dart throw. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 3,500. This is a real dart throw since it's hard to trust a part of the Detroit passing offense. Last week, Quintez Cephas was the top receiver, and we saw Khalif Raymond score twice. But I also liked what I saw from the rookie St. Brown. He was targeted 8 times last week and caught 6 passes for 70 yards and scored 13 fantasy points. He had over a 21% target share, and he led the team with the 25% targets per route run. Sure, Raymond scored the touchdowns, but who's to say that can't be Amon-Ra this week? Tyrell Williams is still out with his concussion, so St. Brown will certainly be out there. And if he keeps getting the targets from Goff, getting just 9 fantasy points to return 2.5 times investment could make him a good dart throw option. Now, before we get into tight ends and defenses, you may have seen my tweet that the DFS Flash has partnered with DraftKings, and they have an incredible deal for you all October long. New users, bet $1 on any MLB playoff game, NHL, or NFL game, and win $100 in free bets if their MLB team records a hit in baseball, their NHL team scores a goal in hockey, or if their football team scores a point in football. That's right. Bet $1, and if your team gets 1 hit, point, or goal, you win $100 in free bets. To take advantage of this offer, click the link that's in the podcast description, make your first deposit, place a $1 wager on any NFL, MLB, or NHL game, and if either team scores a point in football, either team scores a goal in hockey, or either team records a hit in baseball, you'll receive $100 in free bets instantly. It's the best offer going, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $1 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. All right, let's get over to the tight end position. My pay-up option? I actually don't have a pay-up option at tight end this week. And I think it's a week where you don't have to. Kelce and Andrews are both not in the main slate of games this week. and Waller and Kittle carry some question marks into this week's matchup. Hockenson could get back on track, but defenses are certainly keying in on him and limiting his production. There are a lot more options I like at lower salaries this week, so I'm going to play a discounted tight end this week to allow me to get guys like Derrick Henry in my lineup at a high price. So my pay down option at tight end is Mike Gesicki at 4,200. We talked about throwing a dart at Jacoby Brissett up against the banged up Tampa secondary. So why not load up on one of his favorite targets as well? Tampa Bay currently ranks 30th against opposing tight ends. And with the backup slot corner and without their best safety, the matchup for Mike Gesicki looks very enticing. He's received 18 targets in Brissett's two starts, and he's totaled 143 yards and a touchdown with them. A 3x return on investment at this $4,200 salary would be about 12.5 fantasy points. In Brissett's two starts, Gesicki scored 16.7 and 18.6 fantasy points. Tampa will be putting points on the board in this one, so Miami will have to throw to try to keep up. I like this option as a pay down option at tight end in a good matchup this week. My tight end dart throw is Anthony Firkser at 3,100. Same guy and same salary as last week for my low salary dart throw at tight end. Now, it didn't work out last week, and Firkser only played on half of the Tennessee offensive snaps in his return from a knee injury. Even with the limited snap share, Firkser still saw 5 targets in the game. When I look for a dart throw at tight end, it's basically looking for a guy who has a good opportunity to score a touchdown. At this salary range, we're not going to find many guys who get a ton of volume. With Firkser this week, the Tennessee wide receivers are banged up like we talked about, and they'll likely run a lot. But if they get in the red zone and they have to throw, it could be Firkser that winds up with the touchdown. On defense this week, my pay-up option, it'll be New England at 4,900. Now, New England's the clear pay-up option against Houston, but the $4,900 salary is too high for my liking. If you've saved some money and you have it, by all means, it's probably the best option this week, but I'll likely be saving some money with lower price defense this week because my pay down option is $2,000 less. It's Arizona at 2,900. Arizona's defense has been one of the nicest surprises so far this season. They're not just 4-0 because of Kyler Murray. The defense has been playing real well. They held the high-powered Los Angeles offense to only 20 points last week, and they've held their opponents to 20 points or less in 3 of their 4 games this season. They've totaled 4 interceptions, 5 fumble recoveries, and 10 sacks so far on the season. San Francisco is going to be starting their rookie, Trey Lance, at quarterback in his first professional start, and he's bound to make a mistake or two. Arizona's defense should make the rookie uncomfortable enough to force a turnover or two and be a solid pay down defense option for our lineups at this price tag. That's going to wrap it up for week 5, friends. Thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast here at Aaron Torres Media. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify. Leave your comments. Also keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com. That's where you could find all the podcasts and articles that myself and my incredible teammates are putting out on a regular basis over there. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB and hit me up with any DFS or season-long lineup questions you might have. I'll catch you all right back here for next week's episode. But before that, friends, I'll see you in the winner's circle.